Introduction. Since 10 Days to Self-Esteem was first published in 1993, there have been quite a few changes in my life. After more than 20 great years in Philadelphia, my wife and I moved home to California. Our roots are in this area, and returning home has been a dream come true. I'm especially pleased to be associated once again with my old alma mater, Stanford University School of Medicine, where I have abundant opportunities for research, teaching, and program development in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences. I've had the chance to test the 10 Days to Self-Esteem program in a variety of new settings. Right after we arrived, I was invited to teach and consult at the Kaiser Medical Health Clinic in Santa Clara, California, by Dr. Jim Boyers. I hadn't seen Jim since the late 1960s, when we were both students at Stanford, and it was great to have the chance to renew our friendship and work together. The Santa Clara Clinic is one of the largest outpatient programs in the country. The staff treats the entire spectrum of emotional problems, including depression, anxiety disorders, marital difficulties, schizophrenia, and substance abuse. With Dr. Boyer's help, I implemented a pilot study of the 10 Days to Self-Esteem program at the clinic. I've also had the opportunity to adapt the program for the inpatient unit at Stanford University Hospital. There we treat individuals suffering from severe depression, anxiety disorders, eating disorders, and chronic pain. These experiences with patients from so many different walks of life have provided much new data that have made me even more enthusiastic about the program. I originally developed the 10 Days to Self-Esteem program for the Presbyterian University of Pennsylvania Medical Center in Philadelphia during the late 1980s, when I served as acting chief for the psychiatry division. Our hospital president, Don Snook, asked if I would be willing to help create a new and different kind of mental health care program for the hospital based on the principles in my book, Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy. Because our hospital was an inner-city hospital with limited resources, Mr. Snook emphasized that the program would have to be quite inexpensive, extremely effective, and fast-acting. 10 Days to Self-Esteem is the program I created. We initially pilot-tested it in an intensive residential treatment unit that served as an alternative to hospitalization. I called the program 10 Days to Self-Esteem because it was originally a 10-day treatment program. 10 Days to Self-Esteem is based on the principles of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. A cognition is just a fancy name for a thought. Depressed people have a tendency to think about things very negatively and behave in self-defeating ways. They may avoid work, pleasurable activities, and other people, for example. CBT helps depressed and anxious individuals change these negative thinking and behavior patterns. Between 1988 and 1996, we treated over 3,000 patients in this program. Most had multiple psychiatric problems, including severe depression, anxiety, and personality disorders. Approximately half were also substance abusers, typically alcohol, along with street drugs. Many were suicidal or hallucinating at the time of admission. Most of our patients also had severe social and economic problems, including unemployment, limited education, and few or no financial resources. The group included a mix of African Americans, Caucasians, and other ethnic groups. Some colleagues were initially skeptical that a brainy treatment like cognitive behavioral therapy would work with such a population. They said our patients were so overwhelmed with real problems of daily living that they would be more concerned with where the next meal was coming from than with learning how to develop more positive attitudes. However, our patients took to the cognitive therapy like ducks to water. They actually seemed to respond much more rapidly than the private practice patients I had treated through the years, most of whom were highly educated and living comfortably. The positive impact on the patients was remarkable. In 1993, 10 Days to Self-Esteem was published, and we gave copies to all the patients to use as their workbooks during the hospitalization. We began to study the